From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. A new report out today by the University of California, Berkeley Labor Center tallies up the amount of money that state and federal taxpayers spend on public assistance programs for low-wage workers. Joining me to talk about the report's findings is Marketplace's David Weinberg. Morning, David.
Good morning.
So give me the basics for starters. What were these costs researchers calculated?
So the report looked at the amount of money spent on four safety net programs: food stamps, Medicaid, temporary assistance for needy families, and the earned income tax credit. And the total amount spent on these four programs between 2009 and 2011 was nearly $153 billion per year. And more than half of that, 56%, went to working families, which the report defined as households with at least one family member who works 27 or more weeks per year and 10 or more hours per week.
Now, I understand the report recommends higher wages and an expansion of employer-provided health care as a set of the keys to reduce spending on public assistance. Is there any indication that larger employers see it as their problem, their responsibility to pay more?
Well, we're starting to see some pressure on these large companies like McDonald's, for example, which recently announced a $1 raise above the minimum wage for its non-franchise locations. And some states are getting really aggressive towards companies that have workers who rely on the safety net. For example, starting in 2016, California is going to publicly list the names of employees with more than 100 workers on Medicaid. And this year, workers in more than 20 states will see minimum wage increases.
Marketplace's David Weinberg. Thank you very much.